time.
The latest on what's happening in Iran, the mullahs getting into the fray. Wow, that's big stuff. Also, scary news from Pakistan. Americans starting to leave Iraq closer to home. The D.C. metro trains colliding. Could it be that the cars were just too old? Does anyone care about John and Kate plus eight? I know very little about that show, except for I'm sick of seeing those two people on the tube. Yeah. I mean, please, who cares? Geez, what started out as a cutesy story certainly derailed. How about working on the marriage? How about getting some counseling? No, we're getting divorced. So, like 50% of the country, they fall right into that statistic. And I don't care. I care about those kids, though, because the kids now have been exposed to TV, 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 and their whole life has been in front of the camera. So what happens to those children? And there's eight of them, as the title suggests, eight kids. In the meantime, speaking of TV, big news, Ed McMahon, the trusty, the loyal, the terrific sidekick of The Tonight Show, who was famous for uttering what line would that be?
And now, here's Johnny.
Yeah, you gotta love that when you have a signature line that everybody knows about. So for 30 years, he had that job. Can you imagine? He died on Tuesday, Ed McMahon. He was 86 years old. He died shortly after midnight. He was married. His wife and family members were there. He had five kids. And, of course, he had made news recently because of his home and not being able to pay the mortgage and the bankruptcy and all that other sort of stuff. And apparently, and I didn't realize this, but I caught a clip of Larry King and Howard Bragman, who was his agent, talked about some mysterious man in San Francisco, apparently filthy rich man, who handled the situation so that they wouldn't be kicked out on the street. Ultimately, that person swooped in, got the property, paid the mortgage, whatever. And his wife, Ed McMahon's wife, has moved to a different place, but that never happened to him. So thank goodness. But it's funny, you think of sidekicks, wingmen, the all-time partners, and that the job of the wingman is to prop up and do whatever you can for the main guy. And I'd have to say that that's what he did. He had the great gig, but he was the guy who propped up Johnny Carson. The Tonight Show couldn't have been any bigger for all those decades, certainly. It's funny, maybe some people listening have Tonight Show memories. As to my age, I wasn't in the heart of The Tonight Show, but not that I didn't see any of it. But my best memory, because it went into the early 90s, if you remember, but my best memory of The Tonight Show, I think, and the reason why even Johnny Carson and the Here's Johnny thing and all that stuff sticks with me, is because when I was a kid, my grandmother, who would watch us occasionally, she was a Tonight Show fan, so I wanted to stay up late always. So I would beg her to be able to stay up to hear that theme, because I knew then that meant I had reached a certain plateau of pushing the envelope to stay up later without getting in trouble. So I can always remember hearing that in the background before I had finally be told that I couldn't stay up any later. So Ed McMahon, all around good guy from what I can tell and from what everybody has said about him. As for me, in any brief dealings with Ed McMahon, once I met him, he was, of course, very gracious, and that's what everybody says. Just had a brief conversation. Somebody introduced me, shook his hand. But it was interesting. He had that very familiar tone. And, hey, who doesn't remember Ed McMahon from Publishers Clearinghouse? I always wanted to enter just so he would come to my door with the balloons and the check. All right, on to some other things. You can share if you have any Tonight Show memories of Ed McMahon, by the way. 800-259-5791. people in Washington have been talking about this, and I was talking to somebody today who's a commuter in New York and used to be a commuter in D.C. And I guess the thing that you don't think about, and I said this on the last show, is you get onto a train, you get onto a subway, you get onto a bus, and you're not really questioning the equipment or wondering about the operator, although lately, because of the whole texting thing and what happened in Los Angeles, of course, maybe people think of that a little bit more than they normally would have. But you had people that were lulled into their everyday lives that were just going home, and here they are in Washington. And to have that one train slam into the other train the way it did, and they're saying it's a computerized thing, and it looked like the brake was certainly, the emergency brake was depressed. And this isn't official, they're just trying to piece it together. So why didn't it work? Why would the train not have stopped? Why would it have just plowed into that stopped train? It doesn't make any sense, right? Was it a computer failure? It couldn't be operator. If the operator depressed it, the train was running on automatic. So the safeguards didn't kick in. Then it turns out, oh, yeah, some of the moving trains, some of the cars in the moving train were some of the oldest in the entire network, dating back to the beginning of the system, you know, 3-4 decades ago. And we had thought about phasing out the fleet because we were worried about safety. But we didn't do it because we didn't have money for new cars. Oh, is that the most deadly phrase? Hey, we thought about getting rid of a few of those airplanes in the MD series, but we didn't do it because we didn't have money for the replacements, and we thought we could fly them a little bit longer. Or now we thought we would continue to use those cars and then eventually phase them out when we eventually got money. But for goodness sake, we have almost 10% unemployment, and who has money? Who's going to give us money to replace these trains? Wow, how awful is that? If the only reason that happened is a malfunction in the system because that train should have never been running. So that's why it didn't work. That's why the brakes ultimately didn't hold. That would mean that all those people, those injuries, that the whole thing, the people who were killed, that would mean that didn't need to happen, right? And it isn't the first time either, by the way. It's called a metro. That metro automated system had been questioned because it had before a couple of different times. One of them was a mere 4 years ago. There were signal troubles in the tunnel, I guess, under the Potomac River. And one of the conductors noticed that was happening. He was getting too close to the train that would be in front of him, even though the system showed that the track was clear, so he'd hit the emergency brake in time. And, you know, as did the person behind him, and it was a close call, but it was okay. They got out of trouble. They didn't slam into each other. But knowing that 4 years ago, knowing the cars, some of them were old, that they could barrel into another car, wow. That's awful. I mean, I don't know. It's unacceptable. If you had to pull some cars out and people have to wait longer for trains, so be it. If I have to wait longer for a train because you can't afford to update the system, I'll wait longer for the train if I have to, right? 800-259-5791. So who's accountable for this one? Hang with us. More to come on ATM.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
About that DC train crash, looks like computer failure caused it, but it could go deeper than that. It might just be for lack of money. We kept these old cars around for a while. Whoops, the brake didn't work. We were concerned about safety. And that's the worst thing to hear. If I were a surviving family member, I can't imagine the rage. I mean, things happen, stuff happens. What are you going to do? And you just have to get through that hole, that deep, dark place that you have to get through when it's somebody you care about. But to hear that response, if that ultimately is what they can attribute it to, that's rough. If it was preventable, that's the thing. See, if it's preventable. But if it's just because of money and the fact of keeping cars on, oof. All right, so this is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, here's the deal. We are the favorite show of anybody on the face of the earth with ADD, because we ping and pong and zig and zag all over the place. Yeah, kind of like the governor of South Carolina, who disappeared on the he disappeared on the Appalachian Trail. Well, we think, you know, that trail is about 2,200 miles. That's how long the trail is. So where on the trail was he? And the governor apparently is going to go back to work on Wednesday, so there should be a lot of reporters waiting to speak with him. His wife had no idea where he was. It was Father's Day weekend. He's got four sons. His SUV was found in a parking lot in Atlanta at Hatfield Airport. So there is some confusion. Maybe the governor has amnesia. I don't know. He seemed like a nice guy to me. Hell, I was in his corner when he was waving the flag and pumping his fist about the independence and talking about the fact that he didn't want to take the stimulus money. Ultimately, it was crammed down his throat. He didn't want it, but he was pretty much outvoted by the state representatives around him who said that they desperately needed the money for the education system, et cetera. So how the story goes now, or the fairy tale, that he was so distraught over what happened, he needed just time alone, so he was hiking the trail. See, here's the thing, though. If he wasn't really on the Appalachian Trail, that's a tough thing to cover up. Because has anybody listening to me ever been hiking or been on that particular trail? Any trail. Think of any trail you've been on. And there's no way that you could be gone for 6-7 days unless you really were familiar with the area. And you'd have to be able to say, well, I was at this part of the trail, and geez, we camped out here. And you'd have to have some recollections of where specifically you were. It'd be tough to cover those tracks, in other words. You know, it's not like, well, I just went off to be by myself in an undisclosed location because I didn't want anybody to know where I was. But specifically saying the Appalachian Trail, that's what they call a humdinger if he, in fact, wasn't on the trail. He should have had a conversation with the senator from Nevada who decided that he had to come forward before the story broke and apologize to the constituents and now apologize to his Republican colleagues because he had an affair. He was involved in a sex scandal, and it already has cost him his leadership spot, but he decided that he would fool around with the wife of one of his campaign managers, and because it was going to come out, he came forward with the info. Now, some people think, okay, so he loses the leadership spot, that really the right thing to do is just resign, to just go away, because how much does this hurt the Republican Party? It's certainly a fatal blow to any aspirations he had along the way, I think, for even higher office. I mean, we are a forgiving nation, but how forgiving are we? I mean, you know, the fact that he put his family through what he put them through, but then comes out again when he's caught in the middle of this. How often have we seen this before? So the governor, who was getting high marks and a lot of looks about perhaps doing something bigger, badder, and better in the Republican Party, he can probably forget that unless there's some incredible reason why he disappeared. And some incredible reason why he disappeared that he can prove. Your car was in Atlanta. You were on the trail. I think he's going to have a hard time with that. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you hear some of a little clip from the Nixon tapes. Because, of course, everything in the Nixon White House was taped. Every conversation, whether it was about football, whether it was about his daughters, whatever, about animals, anything. It was all taped. And so there's a lot of interesting stuff, if you're a fan of history, there's a lot of interesting stuff, I think, that's going to come out of that. But you'd have to go through 154 reams of tape to dig out the little nuggets, as it were. And we do have one of those for you, so we'll let you hear that a little bit later this hour. The big news, I know, is what's going on in Iran, if we want to talk about what's happening globally. Because at this point now, you have mullahs who are actually protesting as well the election results. So they've been at some of these marches, and they're caught on video, and there's no doubt that they are absolutely clerics. They're dressed as clerics, they are clerics, and they're protesting. So what does that say? That they are also pushing for reform and for a quotes recount. I don't think you can ever really get a recount, but to not, I guess, accept the election results. So it's been almost 2 weeks since the emotions went high in that country. And the information coming out from Twitter and other social networking sites has been incredible, because that's the only way we get to see what's going on with this uprising, since there's a media blackout. And now, I'll tell you, I think more than Mousavi, I don't even think it's about him. It's about the youth. It's about the uprising. It's about the right to protest in that country. It's about the people. That's what it's about. And Obama has been massively criticized for not having stronger words about the violence, about, in the beginning, about the election results, etc. In fact, Joe Biden was the first one to have a crack at it on Meet the Press, and he was pretty cautious about what he said. And, of course, Obama, he's his famous, the one-word statement that was sucked out of what he said, not wanting to meddle, which I think that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem Obama has is the perception he just wasn't getting involved at all. But what Obama is saying is he doesn't want this to come back on the United States. He wants it to be about the people. It's their time. It's their thing, that sort of thing. So do you think that's a cop-out? Is that the right play? I mean, admit it. If you're like a staunch conservative, no matter what, I mean, is this the right play, what he's doing? And, hey, Mousavi might not be that much better than Ahmadinejad if you look at his past. He was one of the revolutionaries who overthrew the Shah back in 79. And actually, there's not a ton of information about him that's out there. I saw somebody on one of the news shows from Iran who was a grandson of an Ayatollah who talked about Mousavi and felt like he really, truly had changed some of his opinions and was much more liberal, quotes, in his approach. Because, of course, the hardliner is Ahmadinejad. So Obama, we're going to let you hear that as well, coming up next on America Tonight. Obama reacting differently than he has, at least in the past, you know, 11 days or so. He's talked about a couple of different things, including, you know, the protesters themselves. So he lent his strongest support, we'll say, to date. But my take on it, and it has been from the very beginning, is he should have been there verbally. He should have been with them from the get-go, because that's what our country's about, after all. I mean, look at what's been risked in Iraq, the Persian Gulf. I mean, all the wars that brave men and women have fought in our history to help other people attain freedom, to stand up for people who couldn't do it themselves. So, yeah, not sending in troops, but I think to at least verbally be there in a really strong way, that should have happened from the beginning. That was the mistake. I'll let you judge Obama's words, the president, coming up next on America Tonight.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, Google, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days. They've got some of the comments that I've made being mistranslated in Iran, suggesting that I'm telling rioters to go out and riot some more. There are reports suggesting that the CIA is behind all this, all of which are patently false. I think that all of us share a belief that we want justice to prevail. But only I'm the President of the United States. I think, Chuck, that we don't know yet how this thing is going to play out. I know everybody here is on a 24-hour news cycle. I'm not.
Ooh, so the President saying that he can wait because he's not part of the journalism crew. Loosely, I say, that are looking for stuff to ratchet it up for the evening news. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So that's the reaction, at least condensed, because we condensed some of that. Matt did for you here on America Tonight, condensed some of what Obama had to say. Now, obviously, that's the harshest he's been so far in his reaction to Iran and the disputed elections and the bloody pummeling of some of the people and the murders, etc., being shot like dogs in the street. So this is the strongest so far that we've gotten from Washington. Now, of course, Obama's being accused of being too timid, too soft, too whatever, in response to what's going on in Iran. He did say that he was appalled and outraged by the deaths and what's happening in the streets, and he just kind of blew off the suggestion that he was toughening his rhetoric in response to the criticism. Ultimately, I mean, I'll just say it again so you know where I stand on this. The biggest problem is, and yes, there's no way to know what's going to happen. The biggest problem is, I think, not coming out swinging a bigger stick verbally when this first happened, because he is the king, supposedly, of the speech, of the rhetoric, of the information, of spinning the information in such an eloquent way, right? So if that's the strong card for Obama, then he needed to play it a little bit harder from the get-go for a couple of reasons. One, because, of course, then it creates an opening for the criticism. And either way, Iran is going to pin whatever they can pin on the United States, because everything is the Western world's fault, particularly the U.S. That was the biggest problem. And when you have this video circulating worldwide of the shooting death of this young girl, just 26 years old, Nida Sultan was her name, bleeding to death in Tehran in the streets. I mean, that's a pretty big symbol, absolutely, certainly for the demonstrators. And Obama now is saying flatly that human rights violations are taking place. In fact, here's a little clip of what he had to say about hearing what, you know, not hearing, actually seeing that Twitter deal that showed her being killed.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And I think that anybody who sees it knows that there's something fundamentally unjust about that.
All right, so there it is in a nutshell. 800-259-5791. You were all calling to hear stronger language from Obama. We did hear it, but was the timing a little bit funky? My take, what's your take? Sam in Montreal across the border, hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I think certain hockey players, if they want to get a start on training camp, take Adidijah. Take that as, you know, I have...
I'm Adinejad.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I am so PO'd because, you know, I also saw it too.
Mm-hmm.
Take him, and, you know, he should be charged under, you know, war crimes. I think, is this technically considered war crimes?
Could he be charged under war crimes?
Yeah.
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to prove the fraud, and he wouldn't be charged for war crimes for that. I mean, that would be election fraud in his own country. But, okay, I see where you're going with this. He should be punished.
Yeah, take
what
him.
What you're saying.
Tie him to a hockey, you know, yeah, you know me in hockey. Tie him to a hockey net and take Brett Hull, Luke Robitaille, Steve Yzerman, you know, and don't even give him a jock and let them start flaring their hockey pucks at him.
If only you could take the bad guys and line them up and do what you wanted to, and then of course
I
would be accused of torture of a different kind. But
I
know.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it'd be a waste of good hockey. It'd be a waste of good hockey pucks. you're probably saying, why did I pick those three gentlemen?
Because of their slap shots are incredible.
That, and they were all also along with Lou Lamoretto, were all inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame today.
But I'm bumping there's always the hockey reference that Sam works in, but he makes sure that it is newsworthy. So
I also spoke to Steve today, and he was telling me that Israel is watching, but I mean, you know, they're watching. They don't know what in some cases. Do they bring up all their army units and get ready, or do they just wait? You know, it's sort of like, what do?
They wait.
Yeah.
In their case, they have to wait because they have to see what – nothing's going to happen with Israel at this point, but you have to be – I mean, here's the deal, and you know this. In Israel, I think the greatest thing about Israel is – because I have friends that lived in Israel that they have to serve. So when you have to serve unless there's some medical condition. So everybody understands the cost of being an Israeli.
Right.
That 16 on, you have
18.
To do some Oh, 18. Okay, yeah. So you, 18, sorry. You have to do some time in the military, period.
Right.
And so they understand that, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Sam,
right.
We got to let you fly, buddy. Love okay. The hockey reference. We're going to go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Janice, Stu, we got a backup here. That's great. Everybody hang through. Don, your take on Obama.
What on Obama? The comments about Iran? Or?
Yeah, the comments about Iran.
That's an open subject there, Kate.
Yeah, that is pretty open. What do you think about Obama?
Well, this was what's going on over there right now is what I think the United States wanted to happen like 30 years ago. You know, this revolution came in, but then they were always hoping that, you know, other people would rise up, and unfortunately, they just don't have enough people right now to pull it off. But, you know, there's always been political, you know, there, it's never been just, you know, one side, you know, everybody there is completely for this, Islamic regime. It's never been, you know, 100% they're all into it. There's always been some dissenters, and those people are growing by the number, you know, which is why you have the political unrest over there right now. I mean, these people that are protesting, they don't want this Islamic revolution going on anymore. And I think they're smart enough to realize that, you know what, there's quite a few countries around the world that have got a target painted on these guys. And, you know, first sign of them messing with Israel or anybody else, you know, the United States and a lot of the countries are going to do something about it.
Right. Well, of course,
so,
that happens.
As for Obama's comments, you know, hey, you know, he's got to try to act like he's tough at least, right?
That's right. He has to. Yeah.
You know, but any case, though, so I think, you know, it was always our State Department and their goal to have, you know, somebody in Iran to overthrow this, you know, the Iranian people to do it themselves, not us to go in and do it. And it's been a lot of, you know, you know, from back in the time when Ronald Reagan was back in Saddam Hussein and the war in the 1980s against the Iranians and, you know, because we figured out it was one of their enemies. Because, you know, I've got this thing I keep meaning. I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but it's a story about how, you know, how many ops and stuff, how many attacks and the terrorism that's happened since, you know, this regime took over in 1979. This, you know, these radicals and how they have funded terrorism around the world. And how they have their hands in the practically everything. So if you want to point the finger, see, pointing the finger at Saddam was, you know, he was just breaking the rules, you know. But these guys are the guys. Iran is the one that's been causing the problems. These guys, you know. And you're up against the break, so I got to let you go.
No, but you're right, absolutely, Don. Thanks. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, the mullahs absolutely rule supreme, and they are. And this is the piece of information that's interesting. Starting to show up on the photos and the videos, they are protesting against the election results. So at whatever point they're protesting, we don't know the timeline. That's the one thing about getting this Twitter stuff or this underground stuff. But, hey, they are the guardians, baby, of the revolution and what's going on over there. I said that before. Their only loyalty is to the supreme leader and to God. That's it. So this would be if they're partaking in and that's what you clearly see, if they're partaking in the action, well, that's blatant act of defiance. So where Mousavi's under 24-hour guard or house arrest, because that's what's being twittered, that's what's happening, and now Mousavi somehow there's a feed that's getting out that they're calling for supporters to still gather for a rally on Wednesday so they continue to push against the supreme leader, even the mullahs. This might get even more interesting. We're not even at 2 weeks at this point. Jana, Stu, everybody else, hang through. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Thank you. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
By the Iranians, meaning the people in charge, not the people protesting, made a crack about not being on a 24-hour news cycle, not concerned about, ultimately, if people think that he's responding now in a much more vocal way, sort of turning the heat up, if you will, because of the heavy criticism. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, and we roll through the night all over the place, east, west, and everywhere in between. You can join the conversation at 800-259-5791. Jana's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hi, Kate. I've got a question to ask you. Mm-hmm. Are you related to Bob Delaney?
No, but a lot of people always ask me if I am, and I'm not. You're talking about the referee?
Yeah, the NBA ref, yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I ask, I just heard a little bit on a Fox News show. I guess he's got a book coming out that he has written about his life, and, like, I guess he was undercover and taking out some of the mob, and then he became this referee, and then now he says he works with some state troopers and stuff, and I just thought, you know, that might be an interesting person to maybe talk to on your show or something, because he was telling about how when he was young he had played some ball, and how after he he had a hard time coming out of this undercover thing, and when he did, that's why he went into the NBA.
Yeah, how about that? I've talked to Bob on a Fox show, a Fox Sports show that I did, but that's a great suggestion. We'll have him on, and he'll probably get a kick out of it because, honestly, Jana, like, seriously, besides Kim Delaney from NYPD Blue, people always ask me about Bob Delaney, but I heard his story, and that it would be fascinating to have him on. Good suggestion.
Hey, I got a joke to tell you about that governor down in Carolina.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, he was counseling John and Kate with eight about where they should get their divorce or not.
So he didn't want anyone to know that he was involved in reality TV. Exactly. I don't know. To me, it seems like such a funky excuse to say that you were in the Appalachian Trail. You have four kids. It just doesn't fly. Something's not right. Whatever it is, something's
not right.
Yeah,
there's a lot more to it, I think. Well, you have a good evening.
You too, Jana. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Wow, do we have some applause? We've been missing Stu. Where is the studio audience? There they are. He probably feels like a rock star now that he gets his applause. Stu, we were going to send the FBI after you. We were so worried. We thought, oh, no, maybe he's on the terror watch list or something happened because he calls the show.
Well, you know, I thank God for my own personal private health insurance. I went had a stress test, done all that good crap. They sent me two stents, and so $168 after my insurance company pays everything. It cost me $168 for a night stay in a hospital, two stents, heart cast, stress test, all that good stuff. Thank God that the taxpayer's not paying for it. I paid for it myself, my insurance company, but thank God for America.
Yeah, no kidding. So you're all right. That's good news, Stu. We're glad you got the
test. Oh, yeah. They put in two stents. I said, Doc, he said, what? I said, can I give me a Wendy's triple cheeseburger when I leave? He said, oh, we put more stents in.
Well, we have some good news for you, and I don't think you know this because I actually said something on the air about this the other night about that you were missing in action because we were concerned. But you won our grand prize. It's on the way to you. You won the GPS system and the backup camera.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, you were the winner.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Kate. I do appreciate that. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I still ain't got my book.
But you're going to get the book and the GPS system all in one. So you were the winner. So
awesome.
It's on the way, so you'll get that. So how awesome is that?
Man, my wife's been wanting another one. I've been wanting one for my boat.
So you got one now.
This, I wish we could have got a, it aggravates me. Here's a man who says whatever he wants to just to make everybody happy and please everybody. He goes back to Jeremiah Wright days. Look, you sit in a church with a racist pastor and, oh, it was okay. You're not gonna denounce him. And then all of a sudden you figure out it's going to hurt your campaign. You drop him.
Yeah,
he has no testicular fortitude at all. He is the most, I mean, he has no weblos. The guy is just a tool all the way around. And then to stand there, I mean, we've got to stand behind these people. I mean, he's literally committing acts against human rights. And Abdinajad, whatever the other guy's name is, I know Abdinajad, but the other guy, Wasabi, you know, whatever he did, that's fine, but that was those people's election. Whether we agree with what he did or agree with which one we think should be there, that was their election. They should have the right to have who they voted in. Whether we agree with which one is better and which one's worse,
right.
I don't think you can get any worse than Abdinajad, but Obama has stood back, and now all of a sudden he's wanting to get back in there because he thinks politically it's what he needs to do. And I'm telling you, man, that's one thing I don't like about this guy. We got a president who wants to do whatever he thinks is politically right. I want to tell you a quick story. While I was off, I went north, and I seen some family. And my aunt and I are sitting there talking, and my aunt's telling me about my cousin who's 40 years old and just worthless as they come. Doesn't work. He's unemployed. Getting unemployment, mowing some yards, you know what I mean? Doesn't take care of nothing. His girlfriend's paying his rent. His mom's paying his car insurance. His mom's paying his telephone bill. So my aunt says, I asked your cousin, Stu, how he was doing. And she said, he said, I'm so happy, Mom. I've never been happier. I have never lived better under another administration. And I said, well, you guys work for him because he's killed a working man. He sure, he might be helping those guys, but he sure killed a working man.
Yeah, so, that's what, you know, your cousin's story is exactly what so many people fear, that if you were looking for the handout, he was the right guy to elect.
Yeah, I mean, he has no desire to work. He ain't gonna work. I mean, he thinks he's got married. He smokes his pot every week, and he's 40 years old. He's still lives like he's 25, and, you know. It's a sad thing to say, and it's definitely a black sheep of the family, but, you know, which every family's got it. But, you know, to stand around and say, oh, I'm doing better than I've ever done, and this is great. And I'm getting some insurance, too, you know, and here I'm paying my way in life, and I guess I'm just a little hard-headed and was raised to, you know, go out and work for what you want. I did pretty good. I built a business from the time I was 18 to 34 and sold it. Stayed at home for a year and kind of did what I wanted to and went and got a regular job with good benefits. So, I mean, anybody can do it. That's what's a great part about America.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Stu, we're glad that you're back and you're okay. And
thank you. And I'll be getting that Garmin, right?
You'll be getting it. It's the Nexstar system. You'll be getting it in the in the mail soon, so congratulations.
Whatever it is, GPS, either way, you made my wife's day. Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
Good talking to you again.
Thanks, Stu. Always good to talk to you. So we're glad that he's okay. How about that? He's certainly more okay than the governor of South Carolina who's got to face the big-time music because his car, mysteriously, his SUV, was at the Atlanta airport. He supposedly was on the Appalachian Trail. He had no contact with his wife for, I guess, a little shy of a week. She didn't even know where he was. Supposedly, the people in the office for the governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, knew that he was going to be gone, but it doesn't seem like it because the communications director even released a statement saying that the governor called his chief of staff on Tuesday and was taken aback by all the interest in his trip. Well, the reason he's the interest in the trip because he didn't tell anyone he was going away, including the lieutenant governor, who wasn't in touch with the governor when he disappeared either. So he didn't even know he was the man in charge. Go figure. Crazy stuff. I can't wait to hear what the excuse is. Can you, America?
One, two. Yeah. Well, she sneaks about the world, yes, in Carolina. She's a sticky finger toucher, tumbling down the breeze. Take you for a ride, the most excited. Tell me where in the world is
Governor Mark Sanford.